good morning. Good morning, everybody. Thank you, those of you who were definitely the early bird getting the worm and getting us started. And I want to thank you for that, because when I get delayed and trying to cram a few more extra things into the morning, I kind of lose track of time. It happens every once in a great while. So I want to welcome everybody to another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. Something great about working for yourself from home, as long as I've ever done it, is that the days of the week kind of get blurred together. And Saturday for me is people look at me like I've got rocks in my head when I say, oh no, Saturday is my most favorite work day. And they just don't understand that because they're in that sleeping in mode, which I've never quite figured that one out. But today with us, we have a wonderful young gal from the state of Colorado. Jackie Pilkington is with us. And I think what struck me about you, Jackie, was when I heard you receiving your award or your pin for platinum at the last convention a few months back. And you said something right off the bat. I jotted it down in my day timer, and I was looking at it the other day, and you said a car accident changed our family's life. And not too many people enter into Neken that way. So, but before we get into that, first of all, welcome to the call.
Thank you very much.
And give me the specific city in Colorado, because I could say Denver, but that's kind of a big metropolitan, you know, area, and other, you know, some folks will say, no, we live specifically in...
Well, we're in Fort Collins, and we're about 50 miles north of Denver, Vance. We're about three houses down from the late Kathy Veer. She was my best friend and sponsor.
Okay, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And what, you don't have to go back to childhood, of course. You know, and how much you weighed when you were born. That's one of the things that most people don't concern themselves with. But what was life like prior to Neken? Because you had quite a successful gymnastics studio, if I could call it that, as the,
yes,
the teacher, the coach, the one making it all happen, the business entrepreneur. What led you to go down that direction in life?
Well, thanks for asking. My mother was a dance teacher and started teaching when she was about 12 years old, and so I grew up in her studio and graduated from high school and was kind of in that position of, okay, what do I do now? And there was an interim period there when her acrobatic teacher had moved on, and she said, would you like to teach acrobatics, which was my love? And I said, sure. So at 18 and a half, 19, I kind of ventured into just casual lessons, which grew into a business. She and I did a business together then for the next about 27 years. So I was very active with that and ran a competitive program. I was one of the first in the state area to start a Topsy Toddlers program for little babies under the age of two, and start them into a program for gymnastics. So it was just really a fun year. So I went into the owning my own business at age 19. So I've never really worked for anybody else except for a short stint in high school working, you know, in a soda fountain.
So
but other than that, I've always been my own boss.
So you're unemployable as well. I like that.
Yeah.
Now, doing what you're doing, because as you said that, I'm all of a sudden going, oh my goodness, this is what McKenna is doing. Our 11-year-old is an assistant teacher at a dance studio as well, and you have to have a special gift, an extra amount of patience to work with the age caliber that you started with. You just jumped on into it with both feet, though.
I did. I mean, I think the first minute I sat down in front of a group of kids, it just felt right, and I thought, wow, I didn't ever think I'd do this. And from that point on, I just fell in love with it, and it was just a great career for me, and something that was really I could choose my own hours, that kind of thing. So mm-hmm. I was really intrigued when Neken offered the same kind of option for me.
Now, I'm curious because working with people, especially working with young people, you not only have to develop a knack for their set of behaviors, but also you probably learned quickly that it's the parents. I learned this as a youth pastor, that there's a special gift there for working with your students and also then being able to relate to the parents and or grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious how you navigated through that, because this is what segues right into being a successful Nikan wellness consultant, is that being a people person is number one. And is this something you kind of picked up from your folks or your mom? Or?
Yeah, it is. I was very, very blessed to have probably the best mom in the entire world. As far as how she greeted people, she lived by a motto, a smile goes a mile, and if you give someone yours, you'll probably get one back. And every day, she greeted every day with a smile, and she taught me that. And, you know, communication was really important, and I always knew all my parents by first names and always, you know, kept them involved and didn't isolate them, and we always had a viewing area where they knew exactly what was going on, and I think that always made them a part of it. So I can say that in my years of teaching, I probably only had two confrontations with parents. Most everybody was just on board with me and really had great rapport with them. So I think being a people person myself and also being in the business of people, it came natural for me.
Mm-hmm. And again, it segues, like I said, perfectly into relating and offering a gift, because that's all you were doing with
exactly.
With teaching. You're offering, saying, hey, look, these are the life skills I've been blessed with, and I'm going to impart them into your kids or into yourself. Now, when did husband come along into the picture?
I was 23. What, 21, I think, probably. I was in the business. I had already owned my business for a couple of years, so I was pretty established, and we met in college and then married several years later, 3 years later. So in 1976, we were married, and he was an athlete, really strong athlete from University of Nebraska, and transferred with injuries to the University of Northern Colorado in Greeley, Colorado, where I was at. And I was on the gymnastic team there, and he was playing sports, and we connected. And it's ironic how the world comes together and how God kind of brings people together, because it turns out that his grandparents and my grandparents were neighbors in a really small town where we both were born.
Oh, wow.
We probably played together as children but didn't realize it. Didn't meet until college, so It was interesting to have that connection there, and he went on. He was a teacher and coach as well, but after that, after a couple of years of that and dealing with administration and all of the political stuff, he went into finance. He was a financial planner, so that's what his career went off to. So.
You know, you say that dealing with the administration, the politics of that, when you... fascinating to me that both of you had the same set of skills and passion as far as to coach and to work with other people, and yet you, by taking the kind of the step out there and saying, you know, I need to, if I'm going to do this, and I don't know if these thoughts, you know, cross your mind at all, but if you're going to do something, you really have to do it for yourself as in a business owner, because a lot of times, unless you've got an amazing, which would be, have to be a God-given boss or set of people that you serve underneath, there's going to be those dynamics that, you know, don't always work the way that we want them to work. And that's what comes as an employee more often than not. And we wouldn't have over a 90% lack of contentment in our workforce today if everybody loved their boss, everybody loved the people that they served. Because a lot of us will enjoy what we're doing, but that doesn't always become the case when we have people that are calling the shot, so to speak. Now, your husband, if I remember correctly, the fall of 2000, there was kind of a hiccup in your life. Well, tell us what that was like.
Actually, it was about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I was on the treadmill. My daughter was home for some reason. I don't even remember why. I don't know if she was just home for the afternoon or what, but we got a call from a state patrolman, said that your husband had been in an accident and that we would meet you at the Greeley Hospital. So we hopped in the car, and that's about 30 miles from where we're at. So we hopped in the car and got to the ER, and he had been struck broadsided by a truck pulling a flatbed on a crest of, it was actually in the hollow of the hill. Coming down the hill, there were cornfields all around, so he didn't see this truck coming, which was yellow, by the way, and he was hit broadside, and he did not have a seatbelt on, and he sustained a moderate brain injury, and he was airlifted to the hospital. And he was in the hospital for about 6 weeks rehabbing. And I don't know if you're familiar with brain injury, but it is quite a journey to watch a person change from this vibrant, very focused human being to somebody that doesn't remember he remembered me and the kids, but he didn't remember what age they were. He thought my daughter was in fourth grade. And at the time, she was a junior in high school. My son was drafted out of high school to play professional baseball, so he was playing baseball at the time. He thought he was a, you know, sophomore in high school. So mm-hmm. his memory was very impaired, and so we spent the next probably 5 or 6 years just really working on rehabbing. And when I was introduced to NECAN, it pretty much changed his whole dynamics of wellness.
Okay. Yeah, when you say brain injuries, I've seen, as a volunteer firefighter, I've been on calls where you can see definitely, and that's when, you know, life flight is activated and you go that route. You had an extra amount of patients to begin with, again, because of your career. All of a sudden, your adult husband goes from an adult mentally to that of a child, I would suspect, and as far as the memory retention. Mm-hmm. What were you guys dealing? I mean, just a lot of therapy? I mean, what's out there, conventional medicine? Because, I mean, I know the answer to this question, but what are the options for something like that?
Well, we were very, very fortunate that he was flown to the Greeley Hospital, because they had a really great head trauma unit, which we didn't have in our own city. And what I found out later is that they would have released him at least 4 weeks earlier than what he was released, and he would have been my therapy. I would have been the therapist. So luckily, we got him into a program there where they were really good with the PTs and the OTs and everybody that was able to work with him, and he had that fight-or-flight response from a brain injury, so he was at risk. And, you know, he came out of that accident, Vance, without even a little tiny fingernail scratch on the outside of his head, because it was a closed head injury. But when we told the aide to be sure and watch him because he wanted to flee, he got out of his bed and fell onto the floor and got 8 stitches in his head. So his accident was inside the hospital, which was really, you know, insult to injury.
Sure.
But the conventional medicine really, I'm so thankful for the therapies that he got. But it is definitely a journey when you come home, and you have to have enough patience. I think my patience is much thinner now than it ever was in those first 5 years, because he's supposed to be well. He's supposed to know those things, but you know, when you're dealing with that, you just have to go and roll with the punches, and nothing else is more important than just getting well.
Mm-hmm.
And getting him well. So.
And so in the process of that, a few years later, you had noted or mentioned to me that you kind of were at that point of, okay, there's got to be something else, you know, managing and balancing being the parent, being the breadwinner, being, I mean, you're the one man show, so to speak. And then all of a sudden, as you mentioned, your neighbor three houses down knocks on your door and invites you to, what did she call it, a wine, women, water, and wellness?
Yeah, something like that, yep.
Mm-hmm. The 4 W's.
Yep.
Which I think is great. Wine, women, water, and wellness. And what was going through your thoughts when you get an invitation to something like that?
Well, you know, I had only met her briefly. One of our neighbors had a Labrador that learned how to ride a skateboard, and we were out in the backyard watching this silly dog go down the street on a skateboard. And so I briefly met her, and I really wanted to meet my neighbor. And when I got the, when she came to the door, she was just such a sweetheart. And I thought, you know, I've got to get to know this lady, because I really thought she was really a nice person. And also when I saw the flyer wellness, you know, the first thing that clicks into your head, she's selling something. You know, she's involved with something. And but in spite of that, I really still wanted to go down and meet her. And when I walked in, there were probably at least 30 people, from anywhere from newcomers to neighbors to book club. She had really tried to integrate herself into our neighborhood, because she was a newbie in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really nice to see that room just buzzing with people.
Okay. And this was at her home, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you walk in, and you got a whole cross-section of people. And what did she do?
Well, I wanted to go and meet her and introduce myself to her. And she was talking to a neighbor, and she said, "I am looking for someone to work with me." Now, mind you, I had been spending the 4 years prior being a caregiver, and I was going stir crazy. I needed to get out and find myself again, and I was actively looking for something. But I didn't really want to go to work for anybody, because I needed the flexibility to be with Greg, with my kids were still, you know,
mm-hmm.
in school, and Ross was playing ball and stuff. And so she said, "I'm looking for someone to work with me." And I raised my hand thinking, okay, she's in this business, maybe in a business she needs someone to stuff envelopes or do a newsletter or something, and she's right down the street, maybe I could work with her. And I raised my hand, and she kind of looked at me. I was standing behind this lady, and she goes, I said, "Well, what do you do?" And when I looked over her shoulder, I saw Mag Boy sitting on the counter and some other few products. And she says, "Well, I work with an international company called Nikan. Have you ever heard of it?" And I said, "I have heard of it, because my husband had heard Ed McCaffrey from the Denver Broncos talking mm-hmm. about the pillow and also the magnets that he had been using from Nikan, and had given me information on that." So I actually got online, or not online at that time, actually called the 800 number, and they connected me with somebody, and I bought products. So I had used the products, but I didn't know there was a business attached.
Interesting.
So she introduced me to a whole new a new side of Nikan that I was ready for. Number one, timing is everything.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, I wanted to help my husband improve his health and help my kids athletically. So,
mm-hmm. you know, and that it brings up a really interesting point, because something I learned from my folks, especially my father, is that we really do people a disservice when we offer the gift of Nikan, thinking, oh, they're just really open to the products. Like, they just really have a product need. And we have no idea, and how can we ever prejudge somebody? And I'm not saying that the person that you bought the products from did anything wrong, because your interest level at the time was only, really, I want these products for my husband,
right.
Greg's suffering, and, you know, da-da-da-da. But we often forget that, you know, it's the disservice that we don't know. And I love that line, looking for someone to work with me. You know, Nikan,
yep.
an international company, have you ever heard of it? Famous Ruth Williams line, you know, have you ever heard of it? You know, and then see what people will often say, because their concept of it, for you, never knowing it was a business, took on a whole new light. So what did Kathy do to transition from that point to, I mean, your mentality? I love your concepts of, you know, stuffing a newsletter or...
I didn't know. I really just didn't know. And so she said... Well, you know, because she had a whole room of guests, she said, "You know what, I'll give you a call tomorrow, we'll have tea, I'll have you come over, and I'll give you this wonderful back massage." And so I said, great. So she called me, and I went over, and she gave me a rollout, and then we sat on the couch, and she kind of just asked me, you know, what was going on with my life, and So I told her what was going on with Greg, and I said, you know, honestly, I am looking for something to help him, and this might be something that could help. And then she mentioned something about the business, and I said, oh, no, that's his, he's into sales. I could never do that. And she says, oh, boy, I felt the same way. And then she, you know, she did a really smart thing. She said, well, you know, here's some audios. I said, you know what, I'm going on vacation for a week. I'm going to be sitting on a beach for 7 days. Give me everything you got that you think I would be interested in, and then I'll get back with you when I come home. So she gave me Dennis Williams' wellness preview. I think it was the wellness preview or maybe his story.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat and listened to that 3 times, and I had my husband listen to it, and I came back from vacation and said, okay, what do I do? And
what,
that was it.
What, you know, was it in that story? Because as one who was introduced by Dennis Williams myself, oh, goodness, coming up on 18 years ago, what was it? Because I know what it was for me, but what was it for you? What was it for Jackie Pilkington at that point in your life that of that story of Dennis presenting Nikki that literally jumped out at you off the page?
I think it was that the guy kept coming back, and he kept ignoring him, and everything he'd give him, it's stuff in his file cabinet. And finally, when he gave him an audio, you know, said, would you just listen to this, which I was doing to Dennis's tape. Would you just listen to this? And then talking about how simple it was and telling his friends about the products and then his sister getting the benefit. And all of those pieces kind of fell into place and thought, you know what, if I could just help my husband then and help my kids a little bit, then maybe it'd be really easy just to tell someone, like you tell them about a restaurant or tell them like about a good book.
Mm-hmm.
So basically that's kind of what tapped into me, was that this gentleman was very persistent and didn't give up when Dennis said, you know, it's just not for me.
Yeah. So it wasn't the facts that he shared at the time. It simply is, again, another point of remembering here. It's the story. It's the compelling story.
Yes.
That's what people were interested in. Now, you had said that you already had products for Greg. You're using them, and yet you're open to the idea that, well, maybe they got some more of the new, or did you hook up with, obviously you bought more products when you jumped on board with Kathy. Any significant change with an addition? Because I didn't even ask what you had previously.
Well, I made the biggest mistake, which we usually do as brand new consultants. The excitement is overwhelming. My first product experience was not with Greg. It was with my 14-year-old Labrador. Kathy had loaned me a pet pad, and within 2 hours, my dog went from having to be lifted off of the hardwood floor to get to his feet to go outside because of arthritis, to jumping across the threshold and running around my house like a 2-year-old. That was my first experience. I'm jumping all over the room going, okay, if that can do that to a dog, what could it do for Greg? And so my enthusiasm kind of fogged my common sense, and that was I threw everything on him.
Mm.
And a brain injury, you are definitely rewired. Your sensitivities, and I wasn't prepared for that. So I kind of got a bad taste in his mouth right from the beginning because of the overwhelming, I put a sleep system on him, I put power products, Power Palm Mag on him, I put products all over him, you know, and he was just like on overload.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I figured that out, Vance, then I started to slow the truck up a little bit.
Sure.
And started to back off and go with something simple. And so, you know, insoles were huge because he has neuropathy in the left leg because of the accident. And his feeling was at zero. I mean, he had no feeling in his left foot at all. And probably within about a month, he was starting to get sensation in his feet.
Wow.
And so little things like that, mental clarity was huge for him. Just gave him such freedom to feel a lot more connected and getting really focused on what he wanted to say. His memory improved. We don't ever go a day without mental clarity and myself. I woke up this morning, took my 2 mental clarity. I said, God, I've got to be on task here. But you got to remember to take it, you know. And but we did run out one time and it was remarkable from a brain injury perspective how unfocused he was, and he was the one that said, are we out of mental clarity? Because I feel just totally out of whack.
Wow.
And so it was huge. And little things like that we added mm-hmm. for him. But he's just, you would never know that my husband has a brain injury. He's sharp. His memory is intact. Now, he has the short-term memory that most of us over 50 do, but that's tolerable. You
okay.
can live with that.
Now, and I guess I should have, I never even clarified this, when you get hit like he did in that accident, and I'm not trying to retrace the steps here, but just a point of thought here that, for clarification's sake, truck that hit him was on his side?
Was on the passenger
on
side.
On the passenger side.
But
so
what he did is he spun, and it spun him, mm-hmm. and then he hit the truck again, and it was pulling a flatbed, so he spun again, mm-hmm. and he hit it. So he did like 3 or 4 revolutions, and each time he's thrown him in the interior of the car, mm-hmm. and he ended up on the back.
Bouncing around inside the vehicle like a Super Bowl, basically. Sure.
Exactly.
Okay, so yeah, and our heads are not designed to do that.
Right.
Well, none of our parts of our body are designed to do that.
Exactly.
And yet, so another addition that I'll throw in again as a first responder, hey, that seatbelt's there for a reason, right?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
But even with that, there would have been damage done. So so Greg gets an improvement, and you're quite the advocate for mental clarity, and I would imagine all of the components of the wellness home.
Absolutely. Water. Oh, huge water.
The business, did it just come naturally from sharing this story with the Labrador? Because as peculiar as it is, that seems to be what we latch on to. It's a story, because I always tell stories that none of them are about me, but they're about other family members.
Yep, my Labrador and my plant. I mean, Kathy basically killed one of my plants, and she gave it back to me, and she's a real plant person. I mean, she just has plants all over her house, but for some reason she kind of killed my plant and gave it back to me, and I was about ready to just chuck it, and Greg said, no, let's give it some pie water. They keep saying that it's supposed to revive it, and I put a little magnet from the insoles in the soil, and 4 years later it was still blooming, 20 blooms all year long. So little things like that, little stories like that, absolutely. That's how we build a business, is mm-hmm. based on stories.
And you just went right to your clients of your gymnastic studio, or friends first, family? Who did you start with?
I was done with my gymnastic center for quite a long time before I started NECAN. I was working with my husband in his business. So, I started with family first. Kathy jumped me right out of the chute. She had me going to Humans Being More the very next week, and then right after that we had our first party and invited just some friends. And so I got a base right away, and then my niece allowed me to open her house and invite a bunch of her friends, and we did a big party there.
Mm-hmm.
So I jumped right in. You know, I basically was the student and just said, tell me what I need to do, and Kathy did. And she told me what I need to do, and she got me to events, and she got me to business lunches, and I was eager. You know, I think that's what we all look for when we're trying to find somebody to work with us in business, is that we want to find somebody that's as eager as we were. And and oftentimes we want it more than they do, unfortunately. And that's, you know, because we're so excited and we're so passionate, we love it, and we want everybody to love it too. So that's what she did, and that's kind of how it got started.
Okay. Now, being exposed to, as you said, events right from the get-go, did that help solidify what you had already kind of compiled from listening to Dennis Williams' CD and sharing with other people? Or what was it that you observed at these events?
I think it was, Kathy was always telling her story, and it always started with her story. And it got people's attention right away. So I think everybody in the beginning, and still today, is very, very intrigued with stories. And that's really the foundation. And then getting products on people immediately. I mean, this isn't a meeting. This is an experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we were very, very active about jumping up and doing the muscle testing and making sure products were on people during the presentation, so that at the end of that presentation they could report back, have you noticed anything? So she was just my amazing mentor for me, and I think she liked it too because she had somebody right there that kept her going and really ignited her fire as well. So
sure.
She was really integral in getting my enthusiasm up all the time, and so it was just a lot of fun, and of course doing all of the conventions and everything.
You know, I never thought about it until you just said something, not a meeting but an experience, in that when we invite somebody to our home or to a wellness preview or to a convention or a Super Saturday event, when the kinesiology test or the muscle resistance test or the MagStep test, whatever we want to call it, when a person is exposed to that, I can't help but think what goes through their mind is, you know, if they've been to other presentations, that will never happen for another company because nobody else ever does it.
Exactly.
They don't have anything to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that therefore we give them an experience rather than just a bunch of facts and figures. That stories will sell, whereas facts just kind of tell. They don't, you know, it's great mind information, but it doesn't really go from there. Now, Jackie, your business, did it literally explode overnight? I mean, have you launched to silver right off the bat, or was it a kind of a learning process? Because you're already a people person, so that's a natural, even going back to, as your mom said, a smile goes a mile. So how long did it take you to really,
It took a while. I jumped in with both feet in the beginning. I joined on February 28th, and I had, maybe the 26th or something like that, but I had till the February 28th to buy a career and demo pack. And I saw the numbers. I saw, okay, as a direct, I get zero, unless I sell retail, which I hate to sell anything. So that didn't make sense to me. Then I kind of split it up and did a demo pack. Okay, that got me to senior or career or whatever. And then Kathy said, well, you know, you're more than halfway to executive. If you do the career and demo pack, then you're there. And at that time, it was a lot more expensive. I mean, we were... It was a lot higher. So anyway, with the activity and everything, I got to executive. So I started my business as an executive, and I saw that 10% very quickly. I thought, ooh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And then my goal, of course, through Kathy, was to go silver. And so after Humans Being More, you kind of get that set in your mind, too, that is really the starting point if you want to build it as a business. So
mm-hmm.
It took me 5 months. I did the 4 months to silver, or the 1 to 4 months to silver,
mm-hmm.
and I built it that way. My when I went silver, I had a couple of gals that were best friends, and she went silver and qualified me for Japan. And so when I went to Japan, I took my husband, and it was an experience that kind of set me on another path to, okay, this has so much more potential. So another couple of years after that, I went, I went gold, I think,
right
at my third year point, and
okay.
Then I just went platinum. And I went platinum because my daughter decided to go into the business.
Oh, wonderful.
She went silver. And talking about, you know, when we think about that 90-day rank advancement commitment form,
mm-hmm.
We went to a Humans Being More training in Kansas City. She sponsored her best friend, Jamie Gordon, whose husband, Alex Gordon, is third baseman for the Kansas City Royals. And we went to Kansas City to do a Humans Being More training with her because she had decided to do the business with us. And at that point, we all three signed this advancement form and dated it. You know, you have to date it because you have to have intention. So we dated it April 30th, 2009. And on April, and I put it away. I didn't post it. I didn't do anything. I just put it away. And on April 30th, my daughter went silver. I went platinum. My son's girlfriend's birthday was on April 30th. And my daughter got engaged on April 30th.
Oh, my goodness.
Everything happened on that day. And
goodness.
When I pulled that back out and saw, oh, my gosh, that was the intention,
mm-hmm.
Then it happened. Everything happened.
Mm-hmm.
So very cool.
Yeah. Well, and it's really fun when you actually, again, and I love the fact that you said you put it away. You didn't sit and stare at it. You didn't sit and meditate on it. You just you just kind of put it there, but you knew at the time that, hey, this is a goal, this is attainable, we can pull this off, and just, it's not so much focused on that, but it's let's get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us, we forget that sometimes, that, you know, it's not so much focusing on the actual thing that we wrote down, but let's focus on, you know, if we want to go to the store, we don't think about, okay, you know, which gear is my best gear, if it's a stick, you know, we just go. We don't think about the stickers, we're going to, you know, all that stuff. So where do you see for Jackie and Greg, now kids are both gone out of the home, I presume, where do you see this thing going for you?
That's the best question, because I think when people look at NECAN, they have to understand it is a journey, and that there are definitely highs and lows in this business. You get really charged up, and then you have a low month, and then you get charged up again. And the whole idea is to be persistent. And I really see a vision for myself and for Greg and I to move into that next level of experience in NECAN, so that we can really enjoy the freedoms that this business has. And I was on a call the other night with Kathy's husband, Rick, and he said something really interesting that that I think really stands out in my mind too. He's an attorney, and he said, you know, if I got hit by a truck tomorrow and was disabled, my business would end. And he said, but with Kathy's business, she's been gone since November, and she continually gets reproductive residual income that is now part of my income as a business partner with her in NECAN. And that's what we have to look at for Greg and I and for our family, is that this reproductive residual income is what you put forth to help nurture the people that are in your group so that they can get what they want, and then in turn you get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And being a go-giver, going out and giving of yourself, I think Kathy's favorite scripture is, do not weep for doing good, for at the proper time you will reap the benefits, or reap what you sow if you do not give up. And so
right.
I always think about that, because I don't ever want to quit. I want to just keep moving forward and keep helping people. And when you're doing that, the business just grows on its own.
Mhm. Mhm. And that's the funnest part about it, is that we really have no idea that we end up helping, literally. Some people say, well, a few dozen. No, it's hundreds and then thousands of people because of that, because of our decision. And how that opens the door, and other people segue right on into that. And well, Jackie, first of all, again, thank you.
Well, thank you, Vance. I'm very honored to be on the call, and really appreciate you even thinking of it.
Well, no, because I've got a third of a page of notes here, and I want to go back over and review them, because some of the specific things that you said during your journey, and that remembering that, again, as your mom taught you, a smile goes a mile. In that, you know, it's not just an event, but it's a journey, this experience, and that if we'll take the time to allow someone to see the power of the products, then at the same time, the flip side is that it opens the door for the business. But we have to remember to share the business with them, that this
Correct.
Is not just about selling something.
Mm-hmm.
This is about introducing people to something that will change their life forever, and, you know, remembering that. And I'm curious, because it's a little, you're in a different scenario, but one last question that pops in my mind. Your sponsor is no longer with us, and yet you have continued the course, in that Kathy's husband Rick has stepped into that position, and yet you never once said that, you know, when she passed, that life ended for me. I mean, I know it was incredibly, I remember reading some of the emails that you had sent out, and literally sideswiped you, in a sense.
Totally,
And yet you've continued to a point of honoring her legacy, that she gave you a gift, and now you're continuing to give that to others, which is just absolutely fantastic.
Well, you know, I guess I just feel so fortunate to have had Kathy as my sponsor, because I talk to a lot of consultants who do not have active sponsors or have people that just sign on the dotted line and okay, you're on your own, or they quit or whatever. But Kathy was with me at every turn. I mean, every single month we got together with our calendars and, okay, where do you want to put the wellness preview? When do you want to do this? And this has been the biggest challenge for me, not having her, is instead of being, you know, the independent wellness consultant, I was always dependent on Kathy getting me going. Now I have to say, okay, it is, if it is to be, it is up to me. And sometimes you just got to put on your game face, as my husband always says, and just go do it. And this has really been a challenge, to be honest with you, Vance, but I know, like you said, to honor my best friend, it is important that I continue to share the gift of NECAN, because it is a gift. And,
absolutely,
you know, some will, some won't, so what? Stop whining, start working, someone's waiting. You know, you have to just keep remembering those six S's.
Yes, exactly, the SWs, you know. And and some, say it again, because I know there's people listening right now that have never heard that, and they're trying to go back and write it down now, and they're going, oh, she said it so fast. Some will.
Some won't.
Some won't.
So what? Some will, some what, some won't. So what? Stop whining. Start working. Someone's waiting.
Someone's waiting. You know, and that to me is the most crucial point, because as you're sharing, I've got names going through my head that I've already written down. They're sitting on my desk that I, as I mentioned at the very beginning of the call, that Saturday for me is that focus day to really connect with people.
Mm-hmm.
And those names, someone's waiting out there for us, just like you were waiting. And had not Kathy knocked on your door, who knows where you and Greg would be today. So,
yeah.
Wonderful.
I'm forever grateful for her to introduce me to such an amazing company, because I've just, every day I really feel blessed, first of all, to wake up and be able to breathe. That's always a blessing. But when you think about what we have to offer people, especially in this healthcare crisis that we're in right now, people are looking for ways to stay healthier and aren't confident in our current healthcare system or sick care system.
Yeah, and you know, yesterday coming back from the post office, Emily and I, she's our 8-year-old, and she's going through the mail and is looking at these different things, and I'm explaining to her what health insurance is. And for her to start comprehending that, and she said, but we don't really use that because we have NECAN. Like, holy smokes, an 8-year-old can figure it out. This is wonderful.
Yep.
So, again, Jackie, thank you so much for giving of your time, and I want to remind everybody that our guest, Jackie Pilkington from Fort Collins, Colorado, if you've got somebody that you think that her story would bless them, or that it would be one of those pieces in the journey that would help solidify for them to take a more serious look, then you can catch the recording at www.canb4u.biz. That's the word can, C-A-N, the letter B, the number 4, and then the letter U, .biz, B-I-Z, and then /S on the end will take you right into today's recording, and it'll be up in a few hours. And then if you're listening to the recording and have never had the opportunity to join us live, we'd love to have you. And the phone number is area code 218-548-1536, and then the code to punch in is 1536. So that's 218-548-1536, and then the code 1536#. And it's every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. on the West Coast, and we've got people literally from many time zones that join us every Saturday, so we'd love to have you. And then the next 2 weeks at a glance, next week I'm really thrilled Try and do every month focus in on somebody in the medical community, and this month we have got Dr. Rob Mason with us, who is a veterinarian from British Columbia. You're going to want to be prepared to laugh, because this guy is just a nutcase. I'd met him before, but hearing him a couple weeks ago up in Seattle, oh my gosh, I laughed so hard my side was hurting. And then 2 weeks from today, we have I call him the legend in the network marketing industry, and that is Dave Stoltzfus will be with us. And you're going to want to come to that call with a notepad and paper in front of you because of what he's developed in the last few weeks and what's happening. So, again, Jackie, thank you.
Thank you, Vance, and remember, everybody, make every day a happy day, is what Kathy would say, and have the day of your choice.
Yeah, that's what is on your voicemail, and if anybody ever calls and doesn't get you live, make the day of your choice, and that's so we get to choose every single day, and I learned that as a kid from my parents, who were sounds a lot like your mom. So, again, thank you so much. I'm going to do something a little bit differently. And let Jackie go, and we'll let her sign off. And open up the line if you've got a question or want to process through some of this amazing information. I'd love to have you. You just hit *6 on your phone. I don't dare open up the line totally because it'll get too chaotic, and then nobody can hear anything, and then I can't hear myself think. But if you got a question, a comment, I'd love to hear some thoughts on what that means to you, that point of something that Jackie shared that really struck out or struck you, that you're going to walk away with this. If you hit *6, that'll bring you on the line. Go ahead.
Hi, Vince. This is Molly.
Good morning, Molly.
Could you say it in such a pleasant voice? Everything sounded like smooth sailing, but I'm here crying.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very moving, and her personality excelled everything else that came her way.
Uh-huh.
That's a very, very
moving. And that, Molly, that thought crossed my mind, too, because when you see the love of your life, in a major, and we're not talking minor, but a major life-altering situation. And yet she just talked through it like it was, kind of second nature.
Or like somebody else's story, not her own story.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, great. Wonderful. Who else? I know there's other people on the line. Got a comment? Got a question?
Oh, Vance, this is Sandy.
Good morning.
How you doing? Hey, I loved all she said, but I really, really love this thing about start working. Someone is waiting. And I guess for myself, I should add, but not for me to start. Just start, because once you kind of smoke off and aren't in the rhythm of doing, like, asking people regularly, somehow you start getting a little bit hesitant, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least in my case, and I've got to just stop waiting. Because other people are waiting for something better than for me to just stagnate, you know, and waiting. But I realized one thing. I don't know if this is too long a thing to go through on a group call, but what do you consider, like, a consolidated home preview? You know, okay, let me come over, show you a little what we have. What is, you know, can you kind of abbreviate that a little bit? Tell me, because the last time I did it, I am there forever because I want to show too much. Well, it's just like I want to touch on magnetics, I want to touch on far infrared, I want to touch on water, I want to touch on the air and sleep and give a rollout, and it's like an hour and a half,
mm-hmm.
You know. I don't know if that's kind of long, and I always stop and say, do you want me to go further? Because if you don't, it's fine, and they always say, yes, yes, so maybe I'm not doing it wrong. I don't know. It just seems like there should be a better plan.
Well, something that I use, and we have to remember this, and this is so pivotal that if we forget, There's a series of gatherings that should take place. And what I mean by that is, let me get back a little bit of scientific or psychology with this, that a 12-year-old, and many of you have heard me say this before, a 12-year-old, a sixth grader, at the middle of their educational experience, can only process and comprehend 10 new words or concepts per day.
Okay.
So let's take somebody who's in their 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever, and they've been out of school, so they're not educating, but they're not exercising their muscle and their brain. So they're not used to that. So we come in, and they say, oh, yeah, keep sharing with me more. And we know that they tuned out about 20 minutes earlier when we blew their mind with an energy test standing on a pair of flimsy rubberized, you know, magnetic rubber things that you put in your shoes. We just totally, at that point, they're still trying to figure out how you did that. Where were the smoke and the mirrors? And so one of the things that, and again, I've done it the wrong way too many times, is that put a series of gatherings, even to the point where, there's two people that I signed up, it's been over a month now, that I haven't had the opportunity to give a rollout. Because they've both been over, they've seen the products and everything, they've seen an energy test. If you have the opportunity to do it in your own home, I would recommend just going around the home. Don't bring everything into the living room. Just go around your home. When you get to the kitchen, give them a drink of the water. Do an energy test. Give them a drink of tap water. Do it again.
Right.
When you get into the living room, when you're near wherever your air unit is, have them stand above it and take a couple deep breaths. Test their energy level. Then step outside real quick and test their energy level again. Watch the difference. When you get over to wherever you keep your shoes, if you flick them off when you come in the door, pull a pair of insoles out. Do an energy test there. Every single aspect of your wellness home should be a point when you're kind of touring around and show them what this will do. And by the fourth or fifth time, sometimes even earlier than that, sometimes the second time for people, they get the point that, okay, every single time you stop at one point of your wellness home, I'm going to get this little test again, and I'm going to see that it increases my body's ability to do what it was meant to do. It increases my body's ability to heal itself. Now, when you get to the bedroom, when you say, okay, well, here's where we do a roll. For the sake of time, for the sake of your schedule, why don't we reschedule that another day? Because I really want you to have that experience as a standalone experience. Or if you've already scheduled it, boom, you do the rollout. And so it's not so overwhelming, because what we really want people to think is, as Jackie mentioned, is that this is not a meeting but an experience. That those energy tests, that should be an experience that they right there. What I have done in doing an official wellness preview type meeting with my presentation slide, my charts that I use, I have with me, and it all fits really nicely in there, a pair of mag steps, a sock, and inside the sock I have a stick of jades, one of jade greenzymes. And then what I take with me that I have carrying in my hand that I use as my water supply, I have a glass, and if I don't have a glass, I will tip the empty Siaga bottle that's filled with optimized water. I will not let it touch my lips, but I'll just pour it into my mouth. I will use that and give that to them as a sample. So if I'm in their home, I'll ask for two glasses, one to pour that optimized water into, and then another glass for tap water. So what I've done with those four, those products, again, the mag steps, the jades, the sock, the sports sock, and the water, is that's all the quadrants of a wellness home. Rest and relaxation, nutrition, sports or fitness, and then the environment. So that's my to-go if I'm not at home. And I prefer to do it at home, but if I'm out and about, boom, that person is going to have that experience, and they're going to have the one on top of the other. Not individually. I start with nothing, then I get them on the insoles. Then I add this stick of jades in their hands and pulling down their arms. Then I put the sock up on their shoulder, up on their head or something. Then lastly, I give them a drink of the water. And then I'll take all the products away and give them a sip of tap water. And I do the energy test pull down on each and every single time and want them, you know, the awareness in their space says it all. So if you, Sandy, not that that's the exact, you know, thing that you have to
do. Right, just a thumbnail.
Yeah, it keeps it pretty condensed. But as Jackie said, again, we always have to share our story. That's what, you know.
Right, and what's your best tool for consolidating looking at the business?
You know, I don't know, other than I really like what's available online as far as pointing people to the website and letting them watch the No Boundaries video presentation, which is all online. And even if you're not using the InTouch system, they're all there in the video links. You can click on any one of those and it'll you know, put it into an email. I really like Doug Braun's 2010 New Year's address. 7 minutes long. I think it's seven, maybe it's five. But from the president's perspective, sharing what NECN is. And it's like our pastor always says that, you know, we should be known as the church, as Christians, for what we're for, not for what we're against. And Doug, on that video presentation, on that New Year's kickoff segment, really shares what NECN stands for, not what we're against. We're not anti-healthcare. We're not anti-medicine or anti-doctors. What we're for is the five pillars of health. And he does a fantastic job explaining that. And so emailing that over to somebody and just saying, why don't you take a look at this? This is one of my more favorite videos, and this is kind of what it's all about, because he doesn't talk about selling. He doesn't talk about, you know, making a 100-name list or all this stuff that we would normally put with doing a business like this. He simply shares what our philosophy is. And that's really what it comes down to, because nobody else has that. They just don't. They might have three pillars or four pillars, but nobody has the five pillars of health like we have, and I don't know why other companies don't come on board, but their whole focus usually is about the more people we get into this, the more money we make, and that's great. However, it can't be the 100% main focus.
Okay.
So does that help you?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. So, well, you guys, it's the top of the hour, and I need to jump on another call myself. And so if there's anything that I can assist you with at all, don't hesitate to call me or pop me an email. Phone number is area code 503-695-5683. And then email vsrogers. 995@AOL.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, ROGERS 995@AOL.com. And we'd love
Vance,
to assist you. Yes.
Vance, before you leave, I have just a very quick question.
Yeah.
This is Phyllis Aronson, and I just found out that there is a 40-year-old in my nephew that has been diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease. And somewhere I saw an email on someone that had that and used their products, but it was a long time ago. Is there a CD out there or a DVD, anything on this?
You know, I've never, if you will send me an email, I've got a few testimonies, but the one that jumps into my mind is my brother Nick, his best man in his wedding, his best friend of years, Cole Nevin, his wife, Chandra, who is also my sister-in-law's cousin, her parents, Dennis, Dennis and, it was right there, and I can see her face, but I can't remember her name. But he is
Vaughn.
Actually, Dennis Vaughn. And Vaughn, yes, thanks, Mom. He is actually, statistically, still today, the longest survivor with Lou Gehrig's disease.
Wow. Ron Klein.
Ron Klein, there you go. The
yes,
Ron Klein
from
the
focus
story.
Both.
Out of Florida, right? I believe.
Yes, Florida, somewhere.
But if you send me an email, I know I can dig that up, and if I can't find it, I'll find somebody who has it. But the Ron Klein story, I know it's on a CD. you might.
I know I have that. Okay. And it is, and there is also a written story he wrote that himself.
Yeah, I think I can email. Yeah, Molly, thank you for that reminder, because I'm almost positive I have that typed up. But if you'll email me, I can do my best to dig that up.
Thank you. You email people too. I think that is good that you have additional people you know.
I might. I just have to look through my file in there. So, you guys, I'm out of time. I do need to just to get off.
Thank you very much.
So you guys will talk to you next week with when Rob Mason joins us. So have a fantastic week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks.